How great is our God. Open your Bibles with me and turn to Luke chapter 8, verse 1. Luke chapter 8, verse 1. Today we're talking about Jesus' facts, Jesus' faith, and Jesus' following. Faith, facts, faith, and following of Jesus. As you're turning to Luke chapter 8, verse 1, Luke 23, Pilate is addressing the crowd and desiring to release him, and they're shouting, "Crucify him," and he even goes to the third time trying to release. No, he's done no evil. He's guiltless. He is finding no fault in this man, and the crowd just keeps pressuring him, and he gives in. Pilate knows that Jesus is innocent. Is that true? Everybody knew that Jesus was innocent. Everybody. Even the crowd at the cross, at the final statement, they said, the Bible says they were in deep sorrow, beat their chest, and walked away. They knew at the end of watching him die that they just saw the execution of an innocent man. And they knew that they had all the facts about it, that he was the Son of God. Pilate knew it all. But did Pilate have faith? No. He knew all the facts. He knew all the facts, all the miracles. He heard it all. And he released him to be crucified. In Mark 15, verse 39, don't turn there, we have the centurion. One of my favorite people at the cross. We have the centurion. The centurion was the one who was the head of all of the beating, all of the mocking, everything going on with him, the scourging of all of it. He was there. He was the one with orders to make that happen. And it is amazing to catch that. And he just said at the end, after he saw the earthquake in one text, and he saw Jesus saying, "Father, forgive them," he bowed his head, the great centurion, the Roman soldier, the tough Roman soldier. And he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." And there at the cross, one of the great conversions there, seeing all the facts, seeing everything going on, he saw the facts and he had faith. Now, we have no record of him following, but I want you to know, when you have the facts and when you have the faith, you follow. And if you don't follow, you really don't believe, and you really didn't realize what was going on. We have a lady in the Bible, and I think it's one of the greatest ladies in the Bible. There is nobody in the Bible that followed Jesus any closer, served him any deeper than Mary Magdalene. And I want all of you, we're going to have Matt to come up and read it for us here, John chapter 20. I don't want you to turn there. You're in Luke chapter 8, verse 1. I want you just to close your eyes as Matt reads here, and I want you to visualize Mary Magdalene. This will just give you, we're just reading about 10 verses describing her at the tomb and her seeing Jesus. I think it's best closing our eyes and let us see Jesus with her heart and see Mary Magdalene with her heart. So everybody close your eyes. Matt, come and read for us from John 20.
Be reading John 20, verse 1 and verse 11 to 18. "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, 'Woman, why weepest thou?' She saith unto them, 'Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him.' When she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, 'Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?' She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, 'Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away.' Jesus saith unto her, 'Mary.' She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, in the life of Mary Magdalene, a great follower of Jesus, lady of great faith, help each of us to aspire, not just knowing the facts of Jesus, but grabbing faith in him, saving faith. And then the joy and the peace of following him. Lord, help each of us to not to be satisfied with just facts, not to just be satisfied with believing those facts to saving us, but to experience the joy and peace and satisfaction and purpose of following Jesus day by day. Lord, make each of us followers following Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Mary Magdalene, what a character. I've been studying her all the week here and just trying to figure out the facts she knew, the faith she had, and I was going to put follow, but I want it to be following. I didn't want it just to be, you know, you start follow, but I wanted to continue the following, and this is amazing. I have 12 facts, you know. Since we don't have Sunday night service, I thought 2 or 3 o'clock. And that is amazing there. To see what God is doing. First of all, Mary Magdalene in Luke chapter 8, verse 1. I trust you there. I'm going to tell you where to go. I'm going to read some text to you, and I'm going to let you follow with me because I want you to run right out of the Bible with me. If you do not have a Bible, there's a Bible in front of you in the pews there. Please get it out to the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke 8, verse 1. Here we see that she heard Jesus claim to be Christ, the only Savior of sinners. She heard that. And she was in the villages up in north around the Galilee. Mary Magdalene, Magdala, that's just the city she was from. It's a city on the west side of the Sea of Galilee, up north in the parts of Galilee. Jerusalem's in the south, about 90 miles. And most of his ministry was around Galilee, and she's from that area, and that's why you know how many Marys there are in the Bible? If you ever have a Bible quiz and it's a lady, if you say Mary, you're probably 50% right. Okay? Why do you think that a lot of girls were named Mary in the Bible days or in Israel? Because there was one woman named what? Miriam, Moses' sister. So they all were named Mary after Moses' sister. So it was a famous name, a very used name, and it was a good name. And she heard about him proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, Luke 8, verse 1. And it's amazing. Luke 8, verse 2, it says that Mary Magdalene was possessed with 7 demons. Now, I want you to think about this, to realize all that what's going on in Mary Magdalene's life, and to realize that, wow, she was possessed with 7 demons. Now, I want you to think here. Some church history tries to make Mary Magdalene as the prostitute that cleaned Jesus' feet. That's not the same Mary, okay? Mary Magdalene is the one that had 7 demons. That's worse. We have no recollection that she was married. We have no recollection that she had children. All we know is she had the opportunity to leave Galilee and get on Jesus' team and start walking with him and ministering with him. Very possible she was just demon possessed, and she had seven demons, and that's many. And that just, demons destroy people. Do y'all know that? The one record in the Bible that the demon also always throwed them into the fire and tried to burn them up, the people possessed. The people possessed with demons also, their speech would be something, And they would be people that... That they could not control themselves. Also, they were one in the Bible in Mark 5. He would be put in chains and he could break them. He had extra strength. He would be abusive to people and holler and scream in the tombs. And these people would be self-destructing. Jesus delivered her. Is that right? From being demon possessed. To understand that, wow, she was possessed. And then thirdly here in Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. Everybody look. She was possessed by a demon, but she was obsessed with Jesus. Huh? She was so much into Jesus. I want you to know, in Jesus' day, there were more demonic activity than in our day, because the Son of God was here. And so demon possession is way more than just tics or epilepsy or cussing and swearing or whatever. It's godless. And I asked one man who had seen it. I've not seen it. And he just says, when it's around, it is not just, it is ugly. It is self-destructive. It is self-killing. It is a mess. And we don't see it as much as in our day as Jesus' day. And but she was, as much as she was possessed by demons, she turned that around in just being obsessed with Jesus. She loved Jesus probably more than any other woman in the Bible. Maybe Mary, but we have no recollection. We have recollection of Mary Magdalene. She met Jesus. Jesus healed her, delivered her from the demons, and she stayed with Jesus, and it was amazing what she did, huh? And she was the first to do a lot of things. And you realize, she was committed. She had faith. She was following. It was awesome. In Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24, we have a problem in our day. We have a problem in our day in preaching the gospel. It doesn't include Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. If you know the facts of Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection, He was God, He loved, He lived, He healed, He was buried, He arose again, okay? And you believe those facts, but you are not following Him, walking with Him, obeying Him, having Him to live through you. You're missing it. It's just not fire insurance, huh? It's just not something that, well, I have for when I have problems. And if I don't have problems, me and God we don't talk too much. But when I have problems, we talk. No. He wants to be with you what? All the time. This is the verse. Everybody look at it. I hope you're there. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Everybody. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And He said to all, if anyone would come after Me, know the facts, have the faith, here's following. Let him deny himself, take himself off the throne, stop doing everything for yourself, and take up his cross, his own cross, his own struggles, troubles, daily, and follow Me. That's it. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it in this world. It's all about Me. But whosoever loses his life, it's all about Jesus, for My sake, shall save it. It doesn't cost you anything to be saved. You can't earn it. Can't buy it. But it'll cost you everything to walk with God. We're to deny ourselves, take up His cross, and follow Jesus daily. It's just not something you have as a good luck charm, something you have for bad days. It's for every day. Hope you know Jesus that way. The beginning, that's my King. That's my King. That's my daily King. He's God. And she met him, and he healed her, delivered her from these seven devilish, dangerous, demonic, terrifying, troubling, killing demons. And she was in her right mind, and she realized she could live. She didn't have to be obsessed and possessed and just destroyed by the evil. She could do good. And she saw Jesus. And let me tell you, she stayed close to him. She stayed in step, in step. Is that right? In step, in step, in step. Wherever Jesus went, she went. Whatever Jesus said, she listened. Whatever Jesus told her to do, she did. Is that right? She was committed. He's my Savior. You should have seen what I was before he met me. I was running through the tombs, cutting myself, screaming and hollering, and all society didn't like me or nobody liked me. I was an outcast. That's demon possession. Even the world doesn't like demon-possessed people. Okay? And here, he saved me. And she had facts that turned into faith. And her faith turned into following. And that's what it's all about. Number four. We see that she joined and helped support him in Luke chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. At the end of verse 3, it says that these ladies that followed him provided for them of their own means. It doesn't say they were wealthy. It just says everything they had, they gave to Jesus' ministry. Is that right? They gave themselves, they joined the team, and they helped support Jesus all the way from Galilee to Jerusalem. I was reading that yesterday, and it went all the way from Luke chapter 9 to Luke 19, all the parables, all the stories. She was there. Let me tell you, where Jesus was, Mary Magdalene was also. Always. She was obsessed with her Savior because he delivered her, and she is committed to him. Number five here, turn to Mark chapter 15. Everybody, turn to Mark chapter 15, verse 41. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Matthew, Mark 15, verse 41. We see that these women were following. Now, all the women are following, okay? I ask, where myself is all the men? The only answer I have is women are better. My wife. No amens? No, that's not the answer. I do believe when the disciples stood there and came to the cross and was all public and everything, they would get arrested and taken in, okay? But the ladies wouldn't, okay? But thank the Lord for godly ladies. It's almost a, you ladies are important. You know, I have a wife that helps me so much. I had a mother that helped me so much. Amen? And we have ladies in the church that do so much. We couldn't run the church without the ladies. To be a godly lady, to be a godly girl that becomes a godly lady, that if she marries becomes a godly wife, becomes a godly mom, becomes a godly grandma. And let's pray for Maribel here. She's struggling still. I tell you, we love Maribel. Amen? We're glad she's with us here. It is important that we realize these ladies are important. In Mark chapter 15, verse 41, she joins the ministry. She's part of the ministry. She helps support the ministry from Galilee. Mark chapter 15, verse 41, she follows all the way. She's part of the ministry. All the women there coming all the way to Jerusalem. Mark chapter 15, verse 40. Everybody look at it. Mark chapter 15, verse 40. She was there when they crucified her Lord. The song is, were you there when they crucified the Lord? She was. Isn't that cool? She was there when they crucified her Lord. And she stayed there. She was at the cross the longest and everything, but she was there. She was committed. And she was there when they crucified the Lord. And she stayed there too. Mark chapter 15, verse 46 and 47. She stayed at the cross and saw where they buried Jesus. She stayed there the longest. Okay. She was there when he was crucified. And she's there. She saw them lay him in the tomb. She was last to leave the cross. Mark chapter 15, verse 46. She saw where Joseph of Arimathea laid him. His body, his dead body, was very important to her. She and Jesus were like family. Is that right? Christian family. You know, he saved my soul. He delivered me from disaster and pain and torture and everything. And he's my Savior. I'm not going to let him out of my sight. I don't care if he's dead or not. She was committed. Her faith was in the facts of him being God, and the faith in being God, and following him as God. And she was the last to leave the cross. Turn to John chapter 20. And we're going to stay there. Everybody turn to John chapter 20. Everybody. Verse 1. John chapter 20, verse 1. She prepared burial spices for Jesus' body. She was family. He was his family. He's just like my dad. And, you know, she was preparing, she was honoring him in his death. And John chapter 20, verse 1, she was the first to and in Jesus' empty tomb on Sunday morning. Here we come, the first is number 8. Number 8, the first to be at the empty tomb and see in the empty tomb and go in the empty tomb. John chapter 20, verse 1, everybody. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark. She's first to the tomb. The stone is rolled away and she finds the body gone. She's perplexed. She doesn't know what to do. And she says, my God is gone. My Savior is gone. Jesus is gone. Where is he? The ninth thing in John chapter 20, verse 11 and 13, she is first to see and be spoken to by the angels at the tomb. She was first to the tomb, and she is first to be seen and talk to angels, and she's there. John chapter 20, verse 11, but Mary stood weeping. She's involved with Jesus. He's my Savior. Outside the tomb, and she wept, and she stooped and looked into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where Jesus' body had laid, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, first to be spoken to, woman, why are you weeping? She said unto them, they have taken away my Lord. Faith and following, and I do not know where they have laid him. She loved him. And they said to her in Luke chapter 24, it says, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, for he is. He is not here, for he is. He is not here, for he is. Wow. Greatest statement. All religions have a dead leader. Is that right? Muhammad's dead. They have his barrel. They have a glass, I'm told, that they can look and still see his face. I wouldn't want to see his face after 700 years. He's dead. Is that right? All the leaders of all the world's religions are dead. We have the only religion that has a living Savior. Man. That's worth living for. And he is not here. He is here. Don't seek the living among the dead. Remember, he told you back in Galilee, he must be delivered. He must be crucified. He must raise on the third day. And it says, Mary Magdalene remembered. I remember him telling us that. She was there. Number 10 in John 20, verse 14 to 17. She was first to see and speak to Jesus after his resurrection. She was first. She was first. She was last at the cross. She was first at the tomb. She was first with the angels. Now she's first with Jesus. Do you think Jesus loved Mary Magdalene? He did. He did. He did. As He loves you. And we need to know the facts that He's God, that He lived, that He loved, that He healed, that He was falsely accused, that He died, that He was buried, that He rose again, that He ascended and He's coming back. We believe it. Those are the facts. He's our Savior. And we believe it. We have faith. And then we start acting upon that faith. We follow, and it becomes following. It becomes a daily event. I'm walking with Jesus. I'm obeying Jesus. I'm listening to Jesus. I'm serving Jesus. That's following Jesus. And she was the first to see Jesus and to be spoken. John chapter 20, verse 14. Everybody look at it. Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. There's times where we can't quite figure everything out. Keep quiet. Keep looking. Is that right? Don't stop. Jesus said unto her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Did Jesus know who all those answers, all those questions? Yeah. Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me, his dead body, where you have laid him, and I will come and take him away." I'll come and carry him. Wow, he's going to be heavy. He's not heavy. He's my Savior. Wow. Jesus said unto her, the greatest words Mary ever heard was what? Mary, her name. Does Jesus know your name? If you're not walking with Him, He's trying to talk to you all the time. I hope you understand that. You're here today. He's trying to talk to you today. Tomorrow, He'll try to talk to you some way. He can talk to you by the birds. He can talk to you by God's people. He wants to mostly talk to you from the Word of God. If you'll read it, He'll talk to you. It's awesome. And it says, Mary, verse 16, chapter 20 of John, she turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," in parenthesis it says, meaning teacher. This is the greatest word used for respect and honor of anybody. Rabboni, rabbi, teacher. You're the one, Savior. Jesus said unto her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father's. Go and tell my brothers." In Mark 16, verse 9, it says that she was first to be appeared to by Jesus, Mary Magdalene. She loved Him. She lived for Him. She gave up everything for Him. Very generous, supporting Him, serving Him, obeying Him, sacrificing everything for Him. The facts He was, the faith, it was hers, following, "He's my Lord. He's my King. He's everything." And 11 here, she was the first to give witness of the resurrection to the apostles. John chapter 20, verse 18. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord, and He has said these things to her." We need to love Jesus like Mary Magdalene. She was totally obsessed, possessed by the devil. And the Lord delivered her from all of that torture and torment and agony. And nobody in the whole culture realized that she was against everything and godless and demonic. Nobody liked her. Even the world didn't like her. That's demon possession. And Jesus changed her, delivered. She was in her right mind. She could think. She could talk. It was her. It wasn't something else driving her. And she could have joy and peace and purpose. Amen? And God gave her that. And she realized it's all about Jesus. And she believed the facts. She had the faith. And she was following. And she did not let Him out of her sight. Amen? That's us. Walk with Him. Talk with Him. Tell people about Him. Luke chapter 24, verse 11, it says, "These words that she spake to the disciples were like idle tales, and they did not believe." Will all people believe you? No. But you can still have the joy and the peace of walking with Jesus. The last one is, we have no other glimpses of activity of Mary Magdalene, but we assume that she was with the assembly of 120 in Acts chapter 1 verse 14 praying, and then on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came, she was there. She continued following Jesus all the way to heaven. Amen? Mary Magdalene. Great, great lady to realize that that's what we have. This morning I want us to think about all this. She was a great lady, a lot of firsts. She was saved from terrible possession by the evil one to holiness. Facts that he's God, that I believe, faith, and I'm going to obey, I'm going to follow, I'm going to love, I'm going to serve, I'm going to walk with him, I'm going to listen to him, I'm going to enjoy him, I'm going to worship him, I'm going to sacrifice everything for him. He's my Lord and Savior. That's what Easter's all about. Mary Magdalene. John chapter 20 verse 30 and 31, I close. Look at it here. "Now Jesus did many other signs," that's the facts, that he was God, miracles, teachings, "in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book," in the book of John. "But these," the whole book of John, "are written so that you may," what? "Believe." The facts. Faith in the facts. That all the facts of the Bible, you believe them. They're real. "That Jesus," here's the facts, "is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Son of God, deity in human flesh. And that believing," there's the faith, "you might have what?" You might have what?
Life.
You might have what?
Life.
That's following. Life. Not death. When she was possessed by the evil one, she had death. It was mess. Misery. Throwing herself into the fire. Just, wow. And she realized he's the Christ, he's the Son of the living God, he's the Savior of the world, the only Savior of the world, and those are the facts, and I believe them by faith, and I'm going to live by them. I'm going to follow them, and I'm going to be following them. And the more I get more facts, I can have more faith, and I can have more following. Amen? More facts. That's why we keep living for him, keep coming to church, keep studying the Bible. More facts about Jesus. More faith in those facts, and more following, more obeying, enjoying, loving. How's your facts? How's your faith? How's your following? Let's all bow our heads in prayer. You can know the Christmas story and the Easter story, but not have faith. You can pray a little prayer and think you have a little bit of faith, but if you're not following, you're missing the joy of being a Christian, because it's all about him, and he's the Savior of the world, and he gives us truth to obey and practice in our homes and at work and in our personal lives, and how to be others oriented and how to be selfless and how to be holy. And the more you follow those things, the more you deny yourself, take up your cross and follow Jesus, the joy of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, the purpose of Jesus comes alive in your life. This morning you've heard the facts. Do you have the faith in the facts? And then is it showing in you following your faith in the facts? It's Easter. It's Jesus alive. But he wants to be alive and living in your life. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I trust you know Jesus. If you don't know him, talk to somebody before you leave today. Grab your Bible, especially this afternoon, and read Luke 23 and 24 and believe it, because it's the truth. Read John chapter 20. Facts, faith, following. Is that you? And if you have that, let me tell you, more facts, more faith, more following is more joy. Christian, commit yourself to more facts, faith, and following. If you're not sure of Jesus saving your soul, do not leave here. Talk to somebody sitting beside of you. Call us this week. We're going to sing a song right here. My favorite song, Glorious Day. Let it touch your life. Look at the words carefully, because it's all about Jesus. The facts, faith, following.